Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser coming up. Going to your phone calls right now. Billy in Nevada, thanks for holding here on the air, Billy.
Alex, you brought up self-defense early in the show, and that's what I'm calling about.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Reed Clinton Love Fest in Las Vegas last week.
Oh.
And as the event was letting out, I was standing outside with the Sharon Engel supporters. I had a sign with both Obama and Bush as the Joker. And a group of Reed supporters, probably in their early 20s, walked by, made a comment. I made a smart-ass comment back. He was nearly twice my size, ran up on me aggressively, kept pushing me back with his chest, got in my... trying to intimidate me and threaten me. I warned them three times to leave me alone. When I felt it moving to another level, I was in imminent danger. I reacted, and I hit him hard with pepper spray. Are you there?
I'm listening, yes.
I went back to conversing with the two Sharon Engel supporters. They put me in cuffs, the school police. The media ran up. They showed me in cuffs. They took his side of the story. The local ABC affiliate showed me in cuffs, said I had been arrested and taken to jail, which is not true. I was detained. I was never arrested.
Until you explained to the police and had witnesses that he'd hit you. Do you have any video of this?
No, I don't. The ABC, the little video that was there, I forced ABC to take off their internet. I told them I was calling your show. I'm going to seek legal counsel. And they backed out and admitted that...
So to be clear, what did he do to you physically?
Well, he came up on me. He's twice my size. He ran up on me, put his chest in mine, kept pushing me backwards. He's threatening me, getting in my face, and I warned him three times. I said, get away from me. And when I
felt... Yeah, well, that is assault if he was bumping you and pushing you, and he's lucky you only pepper sprayed him.
What I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to reach out to this guy. I think together we can make an example. I'd like to sit down with him and talk to him. I mean, he thinks I'm the kind of neocon that, you know, that beat me up over the years, and that's why I carry the mace.
Well, I mean, that's what happens is the Democrats know how evil the Republicans are, so they think they're the good guys. Republicans know how evil Democrats are. How about you step back and look at how bad both these parties are at the leadership level and realize that we do have some better candidates running as Republicans, but if Democrats would step up and be patriots, they'd start winning as well, but they're desperate right now. And so these, a lot of these events are having scuffles break out. And I appreciate your call, Billy. I did actually hear about that in the news. Let's talk to Jeff in North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
Thank you for your time and thank you for your efforts there that you do each day. Just a quick question concerning these companies that I've become aware of. I'm a retired U.S. Army veteran here in North Carolina, and we, both myself and my wife, noticed these companies coming on TV, being promoted by the local news media outlets, that they're document shredding companies, and quite literally, they just, people come in by the hundreds to turn over their financial statements and credit cards and so forth to these document shredding companies. And when you go out and you look at these companies, they offer free shredding for churches and so forth. And I was wondering if you could comment on these type of companies. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do know about them. We shred all our own stuff here and then dump it. And I haven't done it because my gut tells me that even if 9 out of 10 of these companies are good, government's been caught so many times setting up front companies and other things to get into people's trash. They're training in England and the U.S. the trash truck drivers to dig through trash and to spy on people, I think people need to learn how to incinerate, especially if you live up north. They got a lot of, heating systems that can use paper to heat, burn the paper or shred it yourself. They got big shredders that aren't that expensive, especially if you run merchant accounts and things like we do. We shred everything into little bitty pieces, because we're not going to have people's credit card numbers and things getting out there. Thank God we've never had a problem with that. A lot of businesses have. I think your gut instinct is probably warranted, Jeff.
Right. And just one more quick thing. We have these retiree appreciation days in the military.
I tell you what, stay there. Finish up. We got Max Kaiser on, but I want you to finish up, Jeff. We'll get to everybody else when Max Kaiser's on with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Terran is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live into hour number three, 8 minutes after the hour. 18th day of October 2010, Max Keiser normally joins us once a month. He was on at 6 a.m. Central with a Money Bomb on Friday. He'll be with us for most of this hour. The last segment, John Irish with new developments in the baby snatching Oathkeeper case popping in. The baby, of course, was given back, but the enemy will try to counterstrike. Don't worry about that. And there's been no retractions by Media Matters and others claiming that I'm supporting, quote, a baby and wife beater. When the court had to admit, okay, there's another person in the state with that name, and turns out that's exaggerated about them on top of it. Standard operating procedure for the CPS. We'll get a quick update on that situation there. There is a lot of liability there that they haven't retracted, because I know they've been told to. But hey, they have fun with it, so that's what they do. That's why they're so discredited. But I wanted to, and we're going to take some calls on economic issues. I know that Dan, Luke, Mike, Ronnie, and others have been holding. I'm going to go to your calls for Max, but I know you called about other stuff, but I hope – well, Max can comment on anything anyways. He's a smart guy. He's a big boy. MaxKeiser.com. Real fast, Jeff in North Carolina, you had one more thing you wanted to add.
So I was referencing the fact that the U.S. Army this year with their retiree appreciation days were specifically sending out bulletins requesting – that retirees bring their old credit cards, financial statements, checkbooks, all that type of personal information down to the installation when you come for your retiree appreciation day. And they would have trucks that would be there to properly shred your information. And
okay, that is 100% suspicious. And we got reports of this at the time. It's now in French news agency NAP. Fort Hood soldier ordered to delete video of rampage. Witnesses all said multiple shooters. There was a drill going on. I've talked to people in Army intelligence there at Fort Hood that were told the same thing. I'm just going to leave it at that. But they really think something was going on. It turns out they declared national security on the two-year investigation. Congress has been told they can't see this Major Nadal Hassan's emails, but he thought he was communicating with Al-Qaeda for 2 years. Turns out the guy he was communicating with is this master CIA Al-Qaeda guy who ran the London attacks, who he's protected. So we know this is a black op. They probably found a mental, he was a psychiatrist, loonier than the rest, to do this. And I think Hassan was involved, but the fact that they ordered him, and it turns out others, we were told at the time, to erase video of the shootings. Why would commanders, the general of the base, say turn all those in and erase them? Is that not incredibly suspicious?
Yes, it is. And when I look at these private companies that request this, that provide these services, document shredding, when I go out there, I see things such as the All-CNI of ISIS. They give you guaranteed certificates of destruction and that kind of thing, and it just all seems to throw up red flags.
Well, by the way, your gut's right, and a lot of people are like, they can never read all this. They've got NSA software, just like you listen to phones and read email, where they scan them and run papers. The FBI admits they have this, where they can run 20,000 pages in a conveyor belt into a computer that scans the words and then looks for keywords and flags things for a database. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Jeff. I didn't do the last hour. I'd always planned last Friday to have Watson sit in the last hour and a half or so, and he did. But when I was here in the office listening to him, I heard a caller right at the end of the show say, I'm at this base. They're cordoning the base, shutting it down, posting guards at the doors of on base, living for the troops, the family areas, mainly for officers. And they are going through and searching, claiming they're searching crawl spaces for unexploded ordnance. And he said, are they planting bugs in our houses? Are they, looking for something else? They could have been looking for Cold War infiltration. Weapons caches, who knows? But the point is, we know most of Homeland Security is pointed at veterans, gun owners, returning veterans, and we know that you're like unexploded ordnance. You're like a cannon or a tank or a weapon they haven't been able to spike or get rid of yet. And so that's why they try to give you PTSD designations. Then you try to go in to buy a gun, you can't. So remember that when you're serving this corrupt system, that Homeland Security's for you. It's not for Major Nadal Hassan, who was protected for 2 years when he was sending emails, this is on record, saying, I'm going to mass murder people, and asking Al-Qaeda, should I blow up bases? Little did he know he was talking to a guy who we know is a CIA Al-Qaeda handler. And Watson's written detailed articles, so has Kurt Nemo, about that. Fort Hood shooter handled by a CIA operative. I have another one, Mumbai terrorist suspect worked for U.S. government. That's back in mainstream news today. It was out 4 months ago in the Chicago Tribune. I mean, in every case. Look, can they find lunatic extremists from Christian groups, Muslims, Hindu, they've got groups. Can they find atheist groups? Can they find a crazy environmentalist to do? Yes. But does that mean ban these groups or say all Muslims are terrorists or all Christians are terrorists? Yeah, because one lone crazy person does something. I wish it was a lone crazy person. That's a lot less scary than every time you find intelligence agencies all around them, whether it's Oklahoma City, 9/11, the Fort Hood shooting, these big college shootings. In every case, there's a drill that day. In every case, there's black ops there. It's the same signature. It's the same stinking thing. Do I know exactly what's going on in all these cases? No. But I know that even if this stuff is real, which most of it isn't, they're using it to take our liberties and freedoms and pointing it at us. Now, I'm going to shut up because we're very honored to have Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, TV presenter on BBC, RT, Press TV, Genesis, Saturday mornings, writes for a lot of big publications, and we are honored to have Max Kaiser on with us. Max, good to have you.
All right, Alex Jones, back with you. How are you?
Oh, so soon, Max. Good to have you here.
Phantasmagorical. I am ready to spill my guts.
Well, I love your breakdown of the fraud trifecta and what's happening with the mortgages. I want to recap that. But can you, in layman's terms, because you're an expert in vintage stock market technologies, a top broker, can you break down what it means to have the Federal Reserve announce that they're going to, quote, fix the debt with quantitative easing, i.e. injecting trillions more into their own coffers, not into the economy? Can you explain to people why that signal has driven the dollar down and gold towards the moon?
Well, it's quite, simple. I mean, you just have Bill Still on. And for those who missed it, they should replay that. And for those who heard it once, they should replay it and hear it again. And he said something very important. He said, you need to keep the amount of money in the system fixed or maybe graduated tied to population growth. You simply can't just keep money printing ad infinitum because it totally causes economic chaos. And unfortunately, the Federal Reserve Bank is trying to deal with this foreclosure fraud, which has created $60 trillion, by some estimates, dollars worth of bad paper that's imploding, which is deflation. So they're trying to shovel dollars at it to counteract this deflationary force. But so far, it's not doing anything. The only thing that it's succeeding in doing is that it's putting all this money ending up in the pockets of Chinese people and people in the Mideast and people in India who are buying stuff with it, like gold and commodities. I see cotton is at a 140-year high. I was on your show 2 months ago and 3 months ago and 6 months ago. I said, look at cotton. Cotton will be trading so high because the dollar is so weak, that the biggest job in America will once again be cotton picking.
And we see gold, not just gold going up, but crude oil as well, every commodity. Food,
crude oil is priced in dollars. And as the dollars go down, all OPEC says, okay, go ahead and debase the dollar. We're just going to jack the price up. So that means that the U.S. thinks that they're going to stimulate their export market by devaluing the dollar, by printing more of them. So there's more of them, so the value per unit goes down. But the OPEC just simply says, well, then we're just going to raise the price because we've got an OPEC cartel. So therefore, the cost of your inputs, the cost of your raw material, the cost of oil is going to be such that you will have no export-led recovery. There is nothing that the Fed can do on a monetary basis to stimulate the economy other than the one option, which, of course, nobody will consider because it would put the speculators out of business. The option, of course, is to raise interest rates, not to lower interest rates. If you raise interest rates, then people will want to own dollars. They want to put money in America. That means that America has capital. That means America can be in the game of capitalism. But because there is no incentive to own dollars, people are dumping the U.S. dollar, and so America is resorting to command and control style of economic policies. It's communism, essentially Soviet-style communism by the Federal Open Market Committee, the new Politburo, and they are resulting in the exact same thing we saw in Soviet-era Russia 30 years ago, 40 years ago. You've got unemployment. You've got incredible shoddy merchandise. It's basically a collapse. Soviet-style collapse, engineered by the same central planning committee. The tragedy in America is that the people who run the economy don't trust capitalism enough to give it a try. They don't trust capitalism. They're afraid that if they let capitalism work its magic and get rid of the losers and all the criminal banks, that their friends won't like them anymore, and they won't be invited to the she-she parties anymore.
And, Max, that is the key. They are blaming capitalism and the free market for this when you've got six megabanks who can commit any crimes they want. They can steal trillions of dollars, steal veterans' death benefits. They can take houses they don't even have the deed to or that are paid for. And then they're up there.
Look at this fraud with the foreclosure market. It's actually the trifecta of fraud has now become the fraud quartet.
All right, stay there. Tell us about
the fraud.
We got a break.
Fraud
quartet. We come back. But and then the big banker-owned media says capitalism didn't work. We've got a socialist system run by the bankers. You'll pay your taxes directly to us. Not just interest on fiat money we create. We've got it all figured out for you. Capitalism didn't work. No, this didn't work.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Freedom is on the march. Max Kaiser is our guest. Some of your phone calls coming up in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. John Irish popping in for about 5 minutes at the very end of the hour with the latest developments on that front. Mainstream media is still running with the fact that he's a convicted wife beater. Not true. It's admitted I've got his criminal record and It's just none of it's true, and that's why they had to release the baby, but they don't care. They're calling for him to guard for the baby again. Going back to Max Keiser, so you were getting into the fact that this is not free market. This is crony, not even capitalism. It's like crony, corrupt looting going on. And you said Friday on the show at 6 a.m. during the special transmission that it was a trifecta. Now you're changing that to a quartet or a four-legged creature. Tell us about this creature.
Right. This the foreclosure fraud, which ties into the subprime mess, which ties into the entire collapse. There's more than three criminal frauds being perpetrated here. There's four. So just a bit of a review. When the loans were made originally, they were made fraudulently. In 2004, we know the FBI launched a criminal investigation into these mortgage companies, which were peddling at the time what they called liar loans. That's fraud, because there's no such thing as a liar loan. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make good on loans that fulfill certain requirements, and one of them is that the person can, in fact, pay back the loan. So that was fraud number one. Fraud number two is that, of course, now that there's a collapse and there's a problem with these liar loans and these fraud loans, there's a lot of foreclosures going on, and the banks who did the initial fraudulent inducement to get people off to buy into these loans are now fraudulently foreclosing on people. They don't have the paperwork. They don't have the documentation. They don't have the legal ability to legally foreclose on anybody with these mortgages. Number three, they package those foreclosures, those fraudulent foreclosures, into mortgage-backed securities. They sold them to pension funds and other banks with the S&P and Moody's and other rating agencies' blessing, knowing that what they were selling was absolutely worthless and did not deserve an A rating. William K. Black just talked about this. They knowingly sold these to banks and pension funds, knowing that they deserved a zero rating because they had no ratable assets whatsoever. So that's fraud number three. Now, here's the amazing part, fraud number four. After they sold these securities to pension accounts, banks like Goldman Sachs made massive bets against the securities themselves, knowing that they had sold fraudulent security. It's like they sold tainted meat, and then they made a bet that the person who bought the tainted meat would get sick and die. So that's total. That's insider trading and fraud again. So that's fraud. Now, if you want to add another.
Yeah, let's go to the quintet. Let me throw a quintet in here. Now we have Bloomberg reporting 7 months ago, that the government is, quote, ordering private pension funds to invest in failed banks. So they've already been swindled once. Now they're ordered by the tyrants who have no law. They just order them through fear to invest in failed pensions. So that's number five. So let's go to number six.
Okay, number six is that, again, banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and the rest, they have what they're calling credit default swaps. These are insurance contracts, essentially, that are made in excess of the face value of the fraudulent bonds that they sold. So when the bonds collapsed and they were short those bonds and they made money on their shorts, they made another huge score on the insurance that they took out, that they would, in fact, make negative bets on the very securities that they sold fraudulently to begin with. So this is why, at the end of this year, Goldman Sachs and the rest of Wall Street is going to pay themselves $144 billion in bonuses, another new all-time record. At the same year, unemployment's up, food stamps are up, poverty is up, because what we've seen here is a transference of wealth from 99% of the population to 1% of the population.
Okay, but let's go to number seven. Now 2 years into the October 2008 banker takeover known as the bailout, they still won't tell Congress where trillions went, and Paulson said on October 3rd, you must pass this to unfreeze mortgages. September 4th, he said, we're not going to use it for that now, and we're not going to tell you what we used it for, and we know they used it to pay bonuses out to themselves. So they're just getting us coming and going in every direction.
Yeah, to get to the original question, what is quantitative easing? What's it for? It's to cover the banker's butt. I mean, they are still have paper on their books that they are telling people is worth $100,000.
But they're taking that money in quantitative easing and keeping it and then still pushing the failed stuff out to the pension funds.
Exactly.
Well done, Max Kaiser. MaxKaiser.com. We're going to come back, talk about where he sees all this going, and again, in layman's terms, what inflation means, how bad he thinks it'll get. The G20 calls it coordinated devaluation worldwide. They order it. Countries start the devaluation race, and they go, oh my gosh, there's a currency war. Quick, give us more power. We'll fix it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KSCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance, so I want to encourage people to get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, ksco.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. You can't miss it. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live. Get tickets at ksco.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Megyn Kelly, the same This Just In, I'm a ditzy blonde, on Fox News, the one that's demonizing the Irish family in New Hampshire. She was just reporting during the break that Rand Paul may not take part in the next debate. And I think that's a good idea. The media will spin it that he's afraid. He's already done four. I mean, Rick Perry's refused to debate White in the governor's race, and that hasn't been that big of an issue. He's done four. This guy next will probably claim Rand's a murderer. And, you know, he's a disgraceful creature that he's running against. And so I think it's a good idea for Rand Paul. In fact, I was thinking that this morning that, well, they don't need my advice, but they need to just not do the debate. He's already done four. That's enough with Conway. And so that's a done deal. We're going back to Max Kaiser in T-minus 3 minutes. We're going to get to some of your calls as well. We'll get into whatever else Max thinks is important on the radar and talk about inflation and where he sees gold going. But first, I wanted to tell you about one of our great sponsors. With all of this insanity going on and the depression and the recession and all the things that are developing, the recession going into depression, I believe in storable foods and the high-quality place to get them where you can get a great discount and a whole bunch of different food lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Everything's, you know, from right here in America, it's all fresh. To be technical, the bananas are not from here because you can't really grow those here. But the point is eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. E, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Or give them a call, get a free brochure, or ask any questions. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. This is insurance you can eat. It's made fresh every month. A lot of the stuff out there on the market, I'm not bashing, you know, their competitors. It's just true. Are selling 4 or 5, you know, 10-year-old garbage. And there's some other good outfits there as well. I know this is good places where I get my food. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. All right, we're going to Max Keiser in 2 minutes. But there's been a lot of gold news today. They tried to drive down gold, but every time they do, it just pops up higher than ever. It's way up again today. And it's because of dollar devaluation and many other issues. I believe gold has started its long march to the moon. As Steve Shank put it in an ad for food, he was talking about it. That's a term I'm stealing. And I just want people to get to look at getting involved in gold and silver now before $1,380 an ounce looks inexpensive, just like $1,000 looks inexpensive. Or when, you know, gold was 300 and then went up to 500, 300 looked inexpensive. And he's also got some great deals on silver, but he's about to run out on the stuff he got a few weeks ago, and then prices will go up. Ted, briefly, tell us what's in gold news and give us today's best offers.
Well, you said it right. I mean, gold hit 1369.70 this morning before it came racing right back up to 1381.10. Bloomberg right now has an article out there that says gold futures erase loss on COMEX in New York. Here's one out of Reuters, and it says gold rebounds from early lows as dollar eases. I mean, obviously the dollar is still falling. You know, you're right about that. There's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of news that is out there. Presently right now, you still are able to buy the Walking Liberty halves at 1177. $2.99 for the francs, which give you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. There's no question about it. Everybody should take and read the Creature from Jekyll Island. We're still offering that package at $19.95 plus $6.50 for shipping and handling. That gives you a real silver dollar that was used as currency here in the United States back at the turn of the century, but also gives you a 600-page book which describes what's going on with the Fed and what's getting us into this mess in the first place. So I think that's just a fabulous deal.
Well, I don't think it's a fabulous deal. $19.95 for a silver dollar, you won't be able to get anywhere but for $25, $26 and a $19.95 book. I know you're buying those books for $12 a piece. So, you know, we're talking here, you've got like $35 into this and you're selling it for $26, that's shipping included. That's insane. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But you told me this weekend, Ted, you're about to go up on that silver dollar Jekyll Island deal. 800-686-2237. You've got the francs. You've got the sovereigns. You've got a whole bunch of other great coins at amazing prices. But it's about to go up because you're running out of the gold that you bought when it was lower.
Yeah. Buffaloes, eagles. I mean, you just name it. Bars of gold, Perth Mint, Swiss credit. We have bags of junk silver. There's lots of different things that we carry.
What about that silver half dollar? Where's it at?
That particular coin right now is at $11.77, and that was the price that when you looked on eBay about a month ago when gold was trading closer to $1,180 now. So.
800-686-2237. Take advantage now. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, going back to Max Keiser. Max, I want to get into what inflation is going to do and your expert view of MaxKeiser.com. But before we do that, here's the latest PrisonPlanet.com article. Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest. Interest in purchasing silver and food stamps also skyrockets in anticipation of economic collapse. And I'm not sure what that means. Interest in purchasing silver and food stamps also skyrockets in anticipation of economic collapse. I'm going to have to read the full article to find out exactly what he's. I guess they're buying some type of food certificate. I guess he's got links to all of this being announced in the article at PrisonPlanet.com. But let's talk about what this economy is going to do. Where you see it going, Max Keiser?
Well, let me give you some breaking news. Something that's just hitting the radar now. It's come out that Germany, which has 3,000 tons of gold, as opposed to, they're one of the biggest gold holders in the world, bigger than, they've got 6,000 tons, bigger than China, bigger than every country except the U.S. Now, here's the deal. 66% of Germany's gold is held in the New York Fed in New York City. That means roughly 3,400 tons of Germany's gold is held in New York City. Now, when I was in the Bundesbank a couple of years ago, I asked them about this, and they confirmed the fact that, yes, Germany has their gold. James Turk, big gold expert, confirms this. Jim Rickards, who is quoted widely and believes we're going back to a gold standard, brought up the possibility that the U.S. will commandeer Germany's gold as the result of the U.S., of the world going back to some kind of gold-backed currency, so that the U.S. is going to commandeer all the gold that they hold at the New York Fed, which equals a total of 6,000 tons, giving the U.S. a total of 14,000 tons, and the U.S. produces 20% of the output of gold every year. The U.S. becomes a huge gold player. So this quantitative easing, this money printing, if it fails, if it doesn't work, if prices continue to collapse, plan B is that the U.S. is going to go to a gold-backed currency, and they're going to take, they're going to commandeer all the gold held in the New York Fed on behalf of these foreign entities. And this will set up, obviously, a huge antagonism between America and mostly these European countries where that store their gold in the U.S. And so remember when Nixon took America off the gold standard in 1971, France sent in warships to the New York Harbor to pick up their gold. Germany didn't do it. UK didn't do it. They still have gold on deposit at the New York Fed. But France had to send in their warships. So that's the kind of action we can anticipate once it becomes clear that quantitative easing has failed, QE2 has failed. The U.S. is going to hit the plan B, which is let's go to a gold standard. And by the way, we own 6,000 tons of gold that you think you own. That gives us a total of 14,000 tons of gold. We have the world's dominant currency backed by gold. Everyone else can go, you know. It can get lost. And that's what's going to drive the price of gold. Not only are the economic factors going to drive the price of gold, but there's a political factor as antagonisms flare up, trade wars heat up, and now we're going to have this currency war heat up because around the world folks are fighting the currency war. They're trying to drive their own currency lower as a way to compete with each other. They shoot themselves in the head by driving their own currency lower. If all that fails, as of course it has to fail, then we're talking gold standard, and then we're talking commandeer of all this gold, and there we are sitting on the doorstep of global conflict.
So going back to this issue, Max, that I was just bringing up of Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest, rushing into silver and gold, and more people going on food stamps. It's close to, what, 43 million right now. I mean, I understand the international response you're talking about, but what about what's going to happen here at the ground level?
I don't live there, do I, Alex? That should be your clue as to what I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, people are protesting by the millions in France where you're at. I mean, you're always saying, look at the U.S., and we are the epicenter, but it's run by the similar system. I mean, Europe's having big problems, too. And, of course, as the U.S. gets sucked down, that's going to suck down Europe and China, and then it becomes just all a black hole situation. But I understand you don't live here, Max, but, I mean, clearly the fact that we saw record gun purchases 2 years ago with the election of Obama, and now it's accelerating.
Yeah, but that's kid stuff. Guns, pop guns. In France, they cut people's heads off. You don't understand, Alex. You know, the comments that were made earlier were bogus for the following reason. People saying, oh, in France, the people are on the streets. They're waving a Che Guevara poster. It's all communism. You don't understand, Alex. The government fears the people in France. The reason why the French people have, by every study, the highest standard of living in the world, work the least hours of anyone in the world, and have the highest productivity of anyone in the world is because they're always on the streets fighting their government. And if the government doesn't comply, they cut their freaking heads off. It's serious here. In America, they got the pop guns, they got their zip guns. They think they're tough, but they're actually pussies in America. They don't know how to fight a government.
Max, I understand. I understand.
The forces allied against them, they have no capacity to fight their own government or to fight for their freedom over there.
Okay, settle down.
They don't know what freedom looks like. They don't know what freedom tastes like. They should come to France and know what to move. means to be free. They don't know nothing.
Okay, Max, family show, though. Please, I understand you're upset, and I see what you're saying. For those that don't know, when they plant GMO crops in France, the farmers burn them down. The French have taken over the fuel shipping systems there. And as you pointed out Friday morning when you were on with us during the special live broadcast, our media, and I pulled it up, said thousands protesting in France, thousands in Greece. It's millions in your newspaper, so that's a major deception.
That's what they should be doing. Where is the American protest? Why are the Americans just sitting back and taking it, talking about, well, maybe I'll go down to Walmart and buy myself a gun? It's too late for that. You've got to amass right now, and you've got to push back right now. You don't understand. You know, people say, I was on a show this past weekend. I was interviewing this in the UK, and the guy said, I understand what you're saying, Max, but how does it affect me? How does all this affect me? Here's how it affects you. You don't get any return on your savings, and you get no decent wages. That's how it affects you. The reason your pension account doesn't return any money, the reason your CD or your savings account doesn't return any money because interest rates are zero, and the reason your job doesn't pay you enough to have a decent quality standard of life is because all of that money has been transferred so that Wall Street can give themselves $144 billion bonus this year. Now, this doesn't happen as such in Europe because the bankers would fear for their lives. And I take a taxi from the studio back to my place tonight. I'll engage in a conversation with the taxi driver and I'll say, what do you think about these riots and these protests and pushing back against the government? And he'll say, like they all say, look, you know, at the end of the day, we can all just take them down to the Place Concorde and decapitate them because that's our history. You know, the reign of terror is still fresh in the people's minds. 1789, people fought for liberty here and they really took, you know, got serious about it. And this is the eventuality that is going to amount an effective pressure against the government. Because people get fantastic quality of life here, and the government is afraid of the people. In America, it's completely the opposite. The people are afraid of the government.
When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. George Washington, of course, he's called a terrorist today. Again, Max Kaiser is our guest. Max, I want to take a few calls for you today. You were certainly on fire. More and more when we talk to you, Max, you are just full of energy. I can tell that you can certainly see things are unfolding. Let's talk to Ken in Michigan. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, just keep up the good work, you guys. I had a couple questions, one for Max. I'm not sure if he could answer it, and then one for you. But one other thing is I really you can't really blame people for running out and getting the guns because I mean, we have stuff like these cartels decapitating people.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, the sleeping giant always rouses slowly. So I think the fact that people are buying guns and saying they're doing it to protect themselves from government and individual criminals, I think it's a very strong message. So, again.
Well, you know, Alex, let me jump in there for a second. Here, the protests and the manifestations here, it starts off with labor. Then the truck drivers get involved. Then the students get involved. 80% of the population supports the walkouts and the demonstrations and the strikes to push back against the government. There's solidarity. In the U.S., you know, people are trained to be suspicious of each other. They're trained not to work together. They're trained to be not cooperative with each other, that they should be out there trying to hurt each other to compete in this grand scheme called capitalism, which, as you just explained, doesn't even exist in the U.S. You don't even have the capacity to cooperate effectively to push back against the government. Here you do. So that's why you have millions of people coming together in all
sections
of society.
Ronnie, what was your question for Max Kaiser?
I was kind of curious where all this the drug money the CIA gets goes. I mean, does that go to black ops or?
Okay, Max, can you answer that question? And then I'm going to go to Ronnie. We're talking to Ken right now. Go ahead, Ken. I mean, go ahead, Max.
Well, I mean, it funds the Pentagon. It goes to Eric Prince. Eric, how do you think Eric Prince made the billions? You know, he's living in Dubai now. He can't extradite him anymore because he's in an extradition-free country. Just like Rumsfeld will be there and Bush and the whole gang will all be moving to extradition-free countries with their billions.
Well, that's like the Bushes bought. The Bushes bought like a, what was it, a 200,000-acre ranch in Paraguay?
Yeah, we were making a film about that at some point. But But, yeah, I mean, it's all, the economy is collapsing, the social unrest is rising. At some point, the cost-benefit analysis of staying and stealing the last penny is no longer viable, and they'll just all leave. You know, you wake up one day and nobody will be running the show. They'll be all living overseas, and you won't hear from them anymore.
But there'll be another group of criminals they've trained here that'll pick off the bones and then relocate in phase after phase, kind of like most Mexican presidents after they get out of office leave and go to Switzerland after they've robbed people. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Thank you, sir. Two things. One political economic question for you, Mr. Kaiser, and how to demand that we as citizens demand that the powers that be release the facts about super productive things like super productive solar power yielding much more power with mirrors, computers, et cetera. And I heard about this at UT. It's been developed. I heard about it just on local news once and only once.
That's right. The globalists, if you're not part of their inside crew, they don't let your system develop because it might challenge their monopolies. Ronnie, that's a good question. Thanks for the call. Comments on that, Max Kaiser?
Well, the question is how do they force the reveal of this information? So where does the leverage come from? And right now the answer is I don't see any leverage. There is no point of leverage you can push except the one that I've outlined on this show before, which has been summarily ignored over the past few months. There's only one.
Max, nothing has been ignored. You're saying take down Coca-Cola and take down that company, and it shows our power, and then they'll be running scared.
Imagine the question asked to Mahatma Gandhi. Imagine the question asked to Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, these guys figured out that if you're trying to lead a mass movement and you have no money and no resources, the only possible thing, leverage and power you have is through the boycott. And all I'm saying is that there is only one company that is vulnerable. It's not the worst company, but it's the most vulnerable company to a boycott. It's like that salt situation with Gandhi and his march to the sea, and it put the British Empire on their knees. If everyone stopped drinking all Coke-related products and target the stock price, every single show, Alex, you should give the stock market report and say, today the stock of Coca-Cola is down another 50 cents. We're winning. Just target the stock price. Forget about all the noise. Forget about everything else. Just say, we want that stock price to zero. Believe me, if you said that on your show, you would not be on the air in 2 weeks. Because that would demonstrate a genuine threat to the New World Order. They would say, wait a minute, this guy, forget it, he's off the air. You can't attack our stock price. That's our blood. That's our sacred water. You can't do that.
So you think they'd send a hit team in here? Because
it'd be done. Look at in my own case, I made that statement about this fund that was going to create the boycott Coca-Cola, sell the stock short, and use the money on the short sale to help people in India who are being victimized by Coke. They immediately sent out all their minions all over the world to write slanderous pieces about me, that I'm an eco-terrorist, I'm just like Mahatma Gandhi, that other eco-terrorist, and they mobilized, they started a free action center fund in Washington, D.C., you had Steve Malloy and all these other jerk-offs in Washington, D.C., doing all these slander pieces because they know that that's their vulnerability, that's their Achilles heel, that's the one-inch punch, that's the place where you can stick a little needle and take down a giant. If you just look at that stock price and say, we want that stock price of Coke to go to zero. And every day you say the stock's down another 50 cents. It's down another 50 cents. It's down another 50 cents.
Well, Max, let's close out with this because I've got to get an update from John Irish. We appreciate your time. Specifically for those that don't know about Gandhi saying only buy local, don't buy from the British that had these cartels and monopolies and were cheating people, and how that was the beginning of the end for them. Explain that to people.
In the Gandhi's case, the British Empire, just like the Goldman Sachs today, was trying to sell back to the people what they took from the people. So here, the Goldman Sachs essentially takes the money from the many of Americans, repackages it as garbage securities, and resells it back to them. And here, and Gandhi was saying, no, we don't need the British selling us back our own salt. We can make our own salt. So here, what I'm saying is that to effectively put a company like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, who now are implicated in the Wells Fargo foreclosure scam and criminality, who's the biggest shareholder of Coke, you simply target that stock price and you say, the less we drink, The closer that stock price goes to zero, trust me, Alex, if you target a stock price, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new ball game.
Max Kaiser, we look forward to speaking to you again next month. God bless.
Goodbye.
There goes Max Kaiser. We skipped that break so we'd have Max have his full time here with us today. Of course, I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, find out more at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I forgot her name again. What's the name of the Fox News host who's on right now who I saw last Friday bashing the Irish family? Megyn Kelly. Again, I'm during a break where I'd just gone off air. Paul was filling in the last hour, and I was watching her. And she was on television saying, how dare them give this baby back? You know, this guy's an abuser. No proof, no convictions, none of it true. His name got confused with somebody else that had some type of family issue. The baby was given back, and she was like, well, I hear the CPS is coming back, and that's good. They need to get that baby. And all these other publications are still running with the hit piece, you know, headline, Alex Jones supports, you know, wife beater, baby beater. I mean, it's just all made up. Alex Jones has a new bizarre protest he's supporting, and none of these people are even reporting that the baby's been given back except for Fox, and she was so angry by that. We need to get the fact out to them that the baby's been given back, but I wanted to get an update from John because there's going to be an event at the legislature trying to educate them in New Hampshire, and also wanted to find out about any type of harassment they're going through or if the CPS is coming back around. Jonathan Irish, again, for those that don't know, the baby was given back last Thursday. It was great news during the 24-hour money bomb, 27-hour money bomb to have him on with that announcement right after it happened. What's the latest development? We got about 4 minutes.
Well, Shay is doing really well at home. You know, the we couldn't ask for a better child, you know. But there is, I got word today from the attorney who was there on my behalf with me at the courthouse. I guess state police investigators have been making inquiries as to where the affidavit and documents who produced those documents, because they want to attempt to prosecute me for violating the gag order law.
But, I mean, all you did was put out the fact about the Oath Keeper, so you're not supposed to tell the public that under your First Amendment, this is a big development, I didn't know this had happened, that under the First Amendment you're allowed to tell people you're being persecuted for your First Amendment?
Correct. That's what they're saying. I don't know if they're actually going to attempt to prosecute me. If they do, it would be a very poor decision on their end because of the fact that when this goes to the legislature or the House of Representatives hearing tomorrow, that law, 169C25, is one of the first things that's getting brought up, along with the fact that all the individuals involved, the social workers, the judge, it's called a redress hearing, which means they're going to take a severe look at all these individuals involved. And like I've said plenty of times, Alex, you know, we're not done. This is ridiculous. This should have never happened in the first place.
But they gave the baby back, and, I mean, this is amazing. This is so amazing that they do this type of thing and that they won't leave you alone. You know, I mean, can't they just leave you alone? It's your baby. And, you know, specifically, the CPS went to the media and fed them all this disinfo. I mean, it's incredible. It's your child. I mean, you have a right. In fact, I believe under the law, especially now that you got your child back, it varies state to state, but you're allowed to talk about, you know, some of the things that the court did that were wrong, especially if they had things in there about you that weren't true. I mean, you're supposed to just let them call you, you know, this abuser when it wasn't true.
That's what they want.
Briefly, tell us what time the hearing is tomorrow at the legislature.
It's at 1 p.m. at the State House in Concord, New Hampshire.
Well, this is incredible. We'll obviously have more before you go into that hearing tomorrow live at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon your time. Jonathan Irish, don't hang up. I want to talk to you after the segment ends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.